This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, everybody, to the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, you can catch us on our network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And again, anything you want to know about Home Talk USA, Invent America, just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. This is episode 1052 and counting. That's right, we got that big count off going on right now because trying to become the longest running independent home improvement radio program in the country. Wow, that's a big accomplishment. 1,052 episodes already. But I like to bring in my sidekick. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, welcome back. How you been this week?
I am fine. How are you?
Hanging in. It's getting close. You know, I know we're making them big preparations for the International Building Show coming up, in February, and it's getting close. We still got about, 5 months away, but hey, we like to plan early, don't we?
we have to. In order to pull it all together, we do have to start planning, you know, 9 months out, certainly for me, to get all my inventors lined up and you know, everybody knowing what to bring and what to do and what to say. So that's, you know, just a part of the planning that goes into, you know, so much for us is, you know, the planning of, you know, getting our inventors out there and helping them show off. But for the inventors, it is just really a whirlwind out there of information they have to weed through and mistakes that can get made. And so I feel for every one of them who calls us and it's like, you know, I wish I would have heard about you guys 5 months ago, 5 years ago. And it's like, here we are.
Yep. And I can save myself 30,000. Huh?
I know, right?
But okay, what are we going to talk about? What's on your mind this week? I know you want to talk about how inventors can really get drug into the hype of that pitch fest that you always like to say. And so let's talk about that a little bit and tell us about our guests we got planned.
I would love to. So many inventors say, well, I pitched here and I pitched there. And it's like when you chase the pitch, you're not focused on the product. You're just focused on the pitch and you chase the money. And for so many inventors, you can lose in the process because time is so critical to our inventors. And so what I want to be able to talk to is like, when do you pitch? Because there's a time. I mean, there's a place and there's a message you give, but we can give some guidelines and some steps. And so our guests today they're in, you know, a couple of different phases of learning their pitch. And then our industry expert is one that has to listen to the pitch. So he's going to fill us in, Mike Locker from Locker Innovations, on what he wants to hear.
It's kind of like reminding me of trying to get a job. But before you can go out and get a job, you have to do a resume. Well, when you do that resume, you want to make sure that you know how to do a resume, and there's certain criteria of that resume that you want. So that's kind of what we're going to do here. We're going to build up that resume, right? The correct resume to get the product on the market. Is that a good analogy?
It is. It's a very good analogy because you've got to look at who is your audience. So if you, you know, are an IT guy and you're going to pitch to, you know, a telephone company as opposed to pitching to a builder, you'd have a different set of, you know, facts that you were going to give, even though the core was the basic. So what I tell inventors is you need to address it to your audience. So is this a buyer or is this a team of people that are evaluating your message?
Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's a matter of you have to respect their time. I would say, you know, your first interview is 15 seconds long. What problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can we build it at a price the consumer will pay? 15 seconds. That's it.
Yep.
The next interview might be 15 minutes, and they will ask you the questions.
Yep, you hit that nail on the head. And it's about the whole body of work that we need to do, right?
Exactly. They don't want to know your life history.
Yeah.
And I'll get so many inventors, it's like, you know, all right, respect my time too. I don't need to know where you grew up and where you went to high school. I want to know what problem did you solve and how did you solve it?
Well, it's time is money. And
exactly.
We're just trying to eliminate the mistakes. And we're giving our inventors, we're giving our audience a blueprint is basically what we're doing.
Exactly. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
And I hate to say it, taking mistakes from other people and learning from them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then learn from them.
And, you know,
why would you think
I tell somebody, it's like, if you're presenting and you see the guy you're presenting to look at his watch, you're lost. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
When he looks at his watch. And
well,
when I'm a speaker at a group, they always say, did you want to present on screen? I said, no, I want to watch everybody. Because if they look at their watch or their phone while I'm talking, they're the ones that I ask the next question to.
You're right. That's right. Because at the end of the day, it's that's what it all boils down to.
Yep.
Well, it's a hell of a process from, you know, from the time you got to think that product, you have that idea, or not just that idea of thinking it, maybe you ran across a situation and you went out to a box store looking for it and ain't there. Nobody has developed it yet. Or maybe there's a technology that's already developed that you can make better. But you still got to think it. Then you have to put that on that piece of paper. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but you got to think it. And you got to put it on something. You got to write it down. You know?
Yes, you do.
You got to draw it out.
One of the things we do is when we're taking, you know, all of our inventors, our team of inventors to the National Hardware Show, I have a class with them before the show, and it says, these are the questions that you ask to gain someone's attention, and this is the information you give them, because you literally have 10 to 15 seconds at a trade show to address what's going on. Otherwise, their mind is already off walking away, even though they may be planted still in front of you, and once you lose their focus, that's it.
Well, the thing is, and I know I just talked about that. We got the International Building Show coming up in February. But the point I'm trying to make is that you never know who's going to walk in that booth. You never know who that is.
You never know.
Never know. All right, well, there's the music. Got to pay some bills. All right, and we're talking to, well, Rita Crompton. Me and Rita's just talking. We're just having a great chat. But we got a great, great show for you here on the Invent America segment of our show of Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. So we're going to have our first guest, first topic. Stay tuned right here. But please do us a favor. Check our Facebook out. Hit that like button. And when you hit that like button, let's tie in all that just so you can get all the education and information. Just Google Home Talk USA on Facebook and hit that like button, please. All right. We're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, obviously, and we are here today talking about the fury that goes around creating a pitch for a product. And what we're learning is that there's certain things you say at one point, depending on your audience, and certain things you say at another point, depending on your audience. But don't get caught up in the fury of the pitch, because you can really lose valuable time. Our industry expert with us today is Mike Locker, co-founder of Locker Innovations. He has been working with inventors and entrepreneurs and business proprietors for around 30 years. I don't know, does 30 years sound better or 3 decades? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, like
Mike, tell us.
3 decades is fine. Either way, I guess you don't win, right? I'm old. I'm aging. So, but yeah,
there
yeah, thanks, Rita. Pleasure to be here. Yeah, we've got a good 30 years on our 31st year of being in the industry of product launching, development, manufacturing, and all that fun stuff.
So that is so cool. And we've known each other for quite a while. Your main brand that you work on is called Cozy Cover, and it's cozy-cover.com if we've got people who want to go and take a look. But you've done a variety of different products over the years, and you've heard people approach you. What do you want to hear? So first of all, tell our listeners, our inventors and potential inventors and everybody related to an inventor, which is everybody in America, Locker Innovations does.
Well, kind of long story short, because we could go on for hours, but we're a pretty diversified company. We can take a product, you know, from the idea, if you're sitting at the bar talking to a friend and you've got this idea, we can go literally from napkin to retail. The space has changed a lot over the years as e-commerce has launched with Amazon and website direct selling and sales funnels and stuff like that, which has been great for the inventor, because back in the day, a lot of people had a product, but they didn't have anywhere to sell it. And if you didn't get into retail stores, you didn't have a product. And now with the likes of Amazon and just developing a website or even a landing page and some sort of a sales plan or strategy, you can actually test your product. You can find out if you really do have a product and if there's a customer out there, and some products never make it to retail. They just go direct to consumers. So our company has worked all the way from receiving purchase orders from Walmart in the mail to fax machine to digitally, and now we've got online business as well. So it's evolved and came a long way, I think, in favor of the inventor. And so we kind of help manage all of those channels and try to bring a product from idea to the promised land.
And so when someone approaches you, what is it that you want to know? What do they need to tell you first in order to get your attention?
Well, number one, ultimately, is we like to have some sort of a presentation deck or a presentation of some sort that would cover number one is your product solving a problem? You know, what is the problem? How are you solving it? What does the market look like? What's the volume of the consumer, if you will? How big is the market? What's the demand? And then we kind of look into how does it differ from any competition that's out there? Are you patent pending, or do you have a patent issued? Any trademarks, like anything of value that we can complete due diligence on to weigh in if this has legs or not. I mean, it gets down to even manufacturing, proof of concept, product liability insurance, like all these things that are involved with a product That's what we would have to understand. And we complete a lot of that due diligence. Most inventors, you know, I mean, that's where you come into play, right? I mean, you're such a tremendous resource to the product world that the due diligence you complete really helps companies like us out.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do, is get inventors teed up so that they can go to someone like you and say, all right, I am ready for the next steps. And they don't waste your time by saying, you know, you really needed to talk to Rita first and get lined up for us. We want them contacting you when they've got product that's ready to go.
Right,
and
right.
We're going to do a video, Mike, so that you can get on and people can actually see you. And that way, you know, they like to stick a name to the face of and to the voice. So thank you so much for being with us. We are going to take a quick break, everyone, so that we can pay some rent and talk to you about some of our service providers here and our sponsors. So I am going to let our company take it over. This is Communication Network, Dennis Communication Network, and we are going to pay some bills. I will be back in just a couple of minutes.